Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins and this is the travel update for the 21st of October. The United States is set to overhaul its travel restrictions from November the 8th, ushering in a new system that makes US tourism possible for millions of fully vaccinated foreign nationals. The new travel system essentially drops the travel ban that has prevented most inbound travel from dozens of countries, including most European Union member states, the United Kingdom and China, since early 2020. Meanwhile, travellers from countries that were not part of the ban will face more stringent entry requirements with a new vaccine mandate. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said vaccines approved by both the US Food and Drug Administration and the World Health Organization will be accepted for air travel. Flyers jetting off from Heathrow Airport are set to pay more for their flights, but less than the airport proposed. Heathrow's plans to almost double passenger fees have been curbed to between £24.50 and £34.40 from next year. The airport wanted to hike fees up to £43 to claw back losses caused by many months of COVID travel restrictions. It will still result in a hike of more than 50%. Heathrow posted losses of more than £2 billion last year. The UK's Civil Aviation Authority put a curb to the higher fees, saying they failed to protect British consumers. The Airbus A380 is to make a return to service. 6 months after the global grounding of the aircraft, the majority of airlines that operated the A380 announced that the giant of the sky would no longer serve a purpose once travel resumed. Some airlines, such as Air France and Emirates, reported they would be permanently grounding the aircraft, whilst others, such as Malaysia Airlines, would sell them, whilst Qatar Airways said the A380 was a huge mistake. Airlines that have shifted their tactics to employ dual-engine fuel-efficient aircraft for long-haul flights are now realising that much smaller aircraft do not have enough seats to meet demand on major trunk routes. Some airlines that had abandoned the A380 are now reintroducing it. Qatar, Qantas and British Airways have all announced their A380s will be airborne once more. Argentina's government on Monday announced there will be no more caps for air travellers allowed into the country as of this week. The authorities explained these decisions were made possible 14 days after Argentina reached 50% of its population being vaccinated against COVID-19. At the moment, nationals, foreign residents or tourists residing from neighbouring countries with a complete vaccination scheme who have stayed in these countries during the 14 days before entering the national territory may enter Argentina. Various South American airlines, including Aerolíneas Argentinas, Gol, Copa, Sky and LATAM, have announced that they are resuming services to Argentina. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.